W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The Federal Reserve is set to kick off its two-day policy meeting today. It's expected to raise interest rates again in another move to curb historic inflation. Analysts predict a quarter of a percent hike, the eighth increase in a row. Quick action against others believed to be involved in the Tyree Nichols deadly beating in Memphis. More officers, EMTs, and fire officials either are fired or relieved of duty, on top of the five officers who were initially terminated and then criminally charged.
The Memphis Fire Department says two EMTs, Jamichael Sandridge and Robert Long, and their lieutenant, Michelle Whitaker, have been fired after failing to adequately assess Nichols on the scene after he was brutally beaten January 7th, dying 3 days later at the hospital.
That's ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Tens of millions of Americans in 30 states are on alert for cold, ice, and snow. Some areas are bracing for up to 3/4 of an inch of ice, fueling fears of power outages in vulnerable states. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in New Mexico are expected to officially file involuntary manslaughter charges today in connection with the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust. They've already announced their intentions to charge actor Alec Baldwin, who was holding the gun, and the movie's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. Brazil's former leader, who lost in his re-election bid, now says he wants to stay in the U.S. for a while longer.
Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has applied for a 6-month tourism visa here in the U.S. According to his attorney, Bolsonaro has been living in Orlando, Florida, and the tourism visa would allow him to stay in the country now that his official visa as head of state is no longer valid. This as protests continue in Brazil, with some claiming the election was stolen from Bolsonaro with no evidence to back it up. Bolsonaro posted a video in front of his Orlando home over the weekend defending his presidency, adding that he never did anything against the Constitution.
That's ABC's Lionel Moise. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man suspected of killing two women in Green Bay is arrested in Arkansas. The women's bodies were found inside an East Side apartment Sunday morning. Police say evidence of the scene made them think right away the suspect had headed south. In fact, Arkansas police caught him in a traffic stop by mid-afternoon. Police say double homicides are rare in Green Bay. PFAS pollutants are getting lawmakers' attention. A state Senate committee is holding a hearing today on proposed regulations for the forever chemicals. They're used to make a lot of useful plastic products, but they're polluting Wisconsin's soil and water. Right now, PFAS are not regulated in Wisconsin. Governor Evers, for one, says he wants to change that. In sports, the Bucks host Charlotte tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Connor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
All right. You know, we've got a heck of a show lined up for you this morning. And before we get to it, I just want to make an announcement that we've got a great new segment that we are going to be adding to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday at 8 a.m. Not going to tell you exactly what it is, but I guarantee you, without question, going to be one of the best hours in radio, not anywhere in the state, but anywhere in the country. I'm so excited about this new segment. I've got a friend, well-known, very famous friend, who is going to be joining me on these Monday mornings and from 8 to 9 every Monday. And you'll be hearing promotions throughout these radio stations in the coming days as we ramp up. And what I think is, and I've been doing radio for a little while, probably one of the most exciting and funniest and tear-jerking hours of radio that I think I've ever done, that I know I've ever done. So anyway, you guys should get ready because we're going to test drive the Bentley. And I don't even know if we need to do any test driving because we really do work well together. And I love him from the depths of my heart. And so we're going to add this tremendous new. They'll be talking about it all over the state because there's nothing like it anywhere. So I want to thank... Number one, before we get started, Civic Media for having the forethought of making all of this happen. It could not happen without Civic Media. So really excited, as you can tell, about what we're getting ready to do every Monday, 8 a.m., to 9 a.m. on the Earl Ingram Show. With that having been said, I am awaiting my guest. It's the Honorable Judge Everett Mitchell. He's a candidate for the state Supreme Court. Judge Mitchell is the Dane County Circuit Court Judge. He's also the senior pastor of Christ, the Solid Rock Church in Madison. He's an adjunct professor at the University of Wisconsin, Madison Law School, co-creator of the Office of Youth Reengagement in Madison Metropolitan School District, and an all-around just really good man who has a life story that goes along with how he was able to overcome adversity in his life as a young boy. And so when you hear his story, and I always like to make sure that people hear his story, you will understand that, you know, life is tough, and for many, and some can overcome it, others can't. But my guess and my friend, Judge, the Honorable Judge Everett Mitchell, is on the line. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm always doing better when you are on the other end of the phone.
All right. Well, that makes me happy. Same here, man. Same here.
Yeah. So how's the campaign going, man? I mean, I know you know, how many pair of shoes have you worn out?
I've worn out a lot of white shirts and... No, I mean, you know, I'm encouraged, still doing a lot of positive things, meeting with a lot of voters and still traveling the state, you know, connecting with so many people who are really engaged and really concerned about the Supreme Court and what justice and fairness needs to look like for our state. So it's been great to meet so many people and, you know, to try to keep them encouraged that, you know, not only will we be able to, you know, accomplish this goal of justice, but we also can be able to make sure we have meet the needs of the future of our state.
You know, I'm a busy guy, and my hair is all white, and I think I'm busy. But you can't take a break or take a vacation from what you do. I mean, you're a Dane County Circuit Court judge to run. So how are you holding up, man? How do you make this happen, traveling the state?
I think, we fortunately a lot of stuff is in the evenings, weekends. So, you know, as soon as I leave the bench, I'll go to events. And then, like, even on Sunday, do church and then hit the road. And, you know, may spend a day like I did this past weekend in Racine and engaging voters and dropping in on some organizers down there who are very engaged. Some are Latino organizers as well as, you know, black churches and faith leaders.
You know, the election, primary election day is February 21st, is just around the corner. This race is going to be more money spent in this race than any other state Supreme Court race in history. How are you holding up in that area?
Well, that is that's where we need to be able to raise money to get through the primary. And after the primary, you know, you'll get, you know, commitment from outside sources to be able to help you, make up the last 42 days. So the goal is to, you know, keep utilizing every dollar we have to try to make sure we get our voice out into so people can hear it. And then after that, start hitting the road even harder so that we can talk to more voters across our state and, you know, make sure that we're not just hitting our partisanship groups, but also hitting those individuals who may just have questions about how I can represent them as the next Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
On the line, Judge Everett Mitchell. He is a candidate for state Supreme Court. You know, Judge Mitchell, not only are you a judge, but you're human too, and you see all these different issues impacting the state from your perspective. So many different things, but let's say as a parent, what do you see as one of the most critical issues that impact and affect families in the state right now?
From my vantage point, what I'm saying is mental health. I think think we are really at a tipping point for mental health crisis in our state, really because, you know, whether you're in rural or, you know, it used to be that you could be in an urban center and still have access to quality mental health. And if you're in rural, you may struggle to get, you know, access to, you know, treatment. But now both urban and rural are finding themselves in places where they can't get the treatment that they need to address, you know, depression, anxiety, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, bipolar, schizophrenia, you know, related diagnoses. And so I think I'm seeing just so much extreme mental health, both in our system, but also in the community, and trying to find the resources is a struggle. I think some places are, you know, 3, 6, 9 months out from being able to even see a therapist for an initial evaluation, not alone, you know, what they will need long term. So, you know, mental health is at the top of that concern for so many people right now.
Judge Mitchell, I have a son that's bipolar and schizophrenic. I'm dealing exactly with what it is you are talking about. In this country, I mean, you're a judge. You see young people who come before you because you deal basically right now inside of, you know, the children's division. People probably don't realize how many of those young people who come before you are dealing with mental illnesses. And yet, can the court, you know, some of the situations, the crimes are so heinous, can the court take into consideration the fact that some of these young people have these mental illnesses?
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, especially in juveniles, you know.
Right.
I think in my drug court cases where I deal with adults and work with adults in that capacity, I think that's a little bit different because we're addressing substance use disorder. Plus, what we're trying to do is called a dual diagnosis. So rather than just addressing the, you know, substance use, you know, what did they use, we're also saying there's a dual diagnosis going on here. How do we make sure that we're addressing the dual diagnosis, which may be the underlying cause for the substance use? For juveniles, you know, we have all kinds of mechanisms where we're trying to address what's in the best interest of our young people. And a lot of times mental health is the character that is causing them to move in one direction criminally rather than trying to just focus on school. So, like, anxiety is a huge factor for a lot of young people. And we need to make sure that they have the services in place to help them manage that anxiety so they can be able to actually sit in classrooms or, you know, follow the instructions of their teachers or process the pain that is motivating them in those moments.
Judge Mitchell, the reason why I support you and love you so much and think that you're know you're the guy for that seat is because you have that background and you understand that. I mean, the background from the cases that you have set on and the fact that you realize it and talk about it. And we've got a governor that just pledged to invest, you know, millions and millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars into a system that we've ignored for a long, long time. And yeah. And so, you know, we need to have you there because we live in a society that has ignored the mental health of far too many people in this state and in this country.
Yeah. I mean, just being able to call it trauma, like, you know, when I first took the bench, just using the word trauma inside of a courtroom seemed kind of like foreign to a lot of people. And so I said, we need to start talking about that. What we're seeing in front of us is trauma and relating the trauma to the young people and the families that were coming in front of our court. So, you know, the trauma of abuse or undiagnosed, untreated mental health, or just all of the abuse and pain and the violence that they've seen.
So, Judge Mitchell, I got to get you, hold on.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. Maintenance experience? Take it to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo invites you to its job fair Wednesday, February 1st, 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Information at PepsiCoJobs.com.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 9 above. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 3 above. Daytime highs approaching 21 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 8 below.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Station.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, the Honorable Judge Everett Mitchell, who is a candidate for the state Supreme Court. You know, Judge Mitchell, let's say, because many of us don't know the inner workings on how, you know, cases are determined on the Supreme Court level, what cases the judges decide they want to hear. Give us a little background on how that works.
At the Supreme Court level, once somebody it reaches the level where they're asking the court to review a particular case or statute, it only takes three justices for them to accept the case. And so once those justices accept the case, then, you know, it gets on the schedule for them to then move forward with, you know, briefing and scheduling so that that case will then be, you know, particularly heard before the court. And, you know, courts will decide whether or not to have a full hearing or, you know, bring or just to make the decision on briefs or not issue anything at all. So, but it only takes three to accept.
So they get thousands and thousands of requests. I mean, what is it that makes them say, well, this is the one?
In general, you know, you just, like I said, you just need three people that may say that this is an important issue to take up, and, you know, then they will start reading to decide for among all seven, you know, whether or not they need to move toward a particular decision on an issue. So,
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. So I was just saying that's what. It's not a particular formula. Obviously, they want to handle bigger questions and not, you know, smaller questions that circuit courts and appellate courts can address. But generally, courts want to make sure that there's a consistent ruling. So if there's some different types of ruling that happening in the appellate courts and they're giving divergent decisions, the Supreme Court, you know, the state Supreme Court is helping to resolve that. Or if there are critical issues like during the pandemic, we saw a lot of cases that were brought before the Supreme Court that normally will be handled in the legislature or the executive branch, you know, like mass mandates and, you know, extension of mass mandates, all of those ended up in the Supreme Court primarily because they were trying to get some kind of resolution that the executive and legislature could not resolve.
So help us understand, because those of us who've been around a little while have always heard that the Supreme Courts, whether on the state or United States Supreme Court, don't have any biases. You know, you may be considered a liberal leaning person, and and you know, it's a couple of the other people I considered, you know, leaning more to the right. The founding fathers and all of this, I think, did not want that that part of it. Can you not be one of those things? I mean, you got to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Ingram, the biggest struggle that people see is that when people, you know, especially in the media, kind of cast the conversation and this is a conservative or this is
right, liberal.
And they do that in such a way because, you know, it polarizes people.
Right.
But when you're a judge, I don't think I have ever asked not one person who comes before me whether or not they are a Republican or Democrat or Green Party or Independent. That's never a conversation. You know, so what is most important is that what is in front of me, what do I need to see, what can we do together, what is the case, what are the facts, because that is what matters the most. Can somebody rule based upon the facts that are in front of them and not allow for some outside influence to dictate, you know, what you see in that particular case?
Well, you know,
like I've said in the forum, any judge, no matter at what level he or she may find themselves, should preside over cases for which outside influences are dictating how you are interpreting the law.
So at the United States Supreme Court level, we saw a decision made that put money right into the middle of everything that happens in this country and has been devastating to the outcomes of many activities that happened in this country. And yet it was a conservative-leaning court that did that. I know it's not supposed to be that, Judge Mitchell, but
yes.
It's just not reality.
No, it's not. And I think that is why so many people look at courts, and I think I was reading in a CNN poll, you know, like the respect that they have of courts is like 29%, some of the lowest that they've ever seen before, because it's completely, I mean, it's so blatantly partisan right now. And even though it, you know, these decisions are being made, people know that they're being made based on partisanship, and they're not really based on how people are interpreting the rule of law. And so, you know, and we will have some more cases that are going to come down this next June that could just be just as catastrophic in terms of our foundational understanding of law. We're going, you know, they're looking at affirmative action. They're looking at the Indian Child Welfare Act again. They're paying attention to this independent state legislature theory that is probably one of the more dangerous, I think, decisions that could come down and really impact how, you know, state legislatures then have power to decide voting and elections in their state, and then their state Supreme Courts don't have the power to oversee or interject in those decisions.
So
it is, yes.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that those kind of cases, Mr. Ingram, are the kinds of cases where we're going to see our landscape, legal landscape, being reshaped over and over again right before us.
All right, we've got to go to a short break. On the line, just a wonderful, wonderful person and great judge, Judge Everett Mitchell. He is a candidate for the state Supreme Court. We'll be right back.
The Shop.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The Federal Reserve is set to kick off its two-day policy meeting today. It's expected to raise interest rates again in another move to curb historic inflation. Analysts predict a 0.25% hike, the eighth increase in a row. Quick action against others believed to be involved in the Tyre Nichols deadly beating in Memphis. More officers, EMTs, and fire officials either are fired or relieved of duty, on top of the five officers who were initially terminated and then criminally charged.
The Memphis Fire Department says two EMTs, Jamichael Sandridge and Robert Long, and their lieutenant, Michelle Whitaker, have been fired after failing to adequately assess Nichols on the scene after he was brutally beaten January 7th, dying 3 days later at the hospital.
That's ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Tens of millions of Americans in 30 states are on alert for cold, ice, and snow. Some areas are bracing for up to 3/4 of an inch of ice, fueling fears of power outages in vulnerable states. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man suspected of killing two women in Green Bay is arrested in Arkansas. The women's bodies were found inside an East Side apartment Sunday morning. Police say evidence of the scene made them think right away the suspect had headed south. In fact, Arkansas police caught him in a traffic stop by mid-afternoon. Police say double homicides are rare in Green Bay. PFAS pollutants are getting lawmakers' attention. A state Senate committee is holding a hearing today on proposed regulations for the forever chemicals. They're used to make a lot of useful plastic products, but they're polluting Wisconsin's soil and water. Right now, PFAS are not regulated in Wisconsin. Governor Evers, for one, says he wants to change that. In sports, the Bucks host Charlotte tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Milk, eggs, $42. Ma'am, you okay?
Need bucks? With Jackson Hewitt, don't wait weeks for the IRS to send your tax refund. Come in now for up to $3,500 with a no-interest, no-fee refund advance loan when you file your taxes. That's up to $3,500 today. Don't let high prices get you down. When every dollar matters, it matters who does your taxes. So get to Jackson Hewitt today. For eligible clients, loans by Republic Bank and Trust Company. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Maintenance Management Plus and Suamico would like to thank the medical field, first responders, and all essential workers for always keeping America safe and strong. You've truly been the backbone of our country and deserve our admiration. As we keep moving forward, it is important to get out there and support small business, always shop local, always buy American. Maintenance Management Plus and Suamico, leading the way because together we all win. They're on the air because they are proud to be a part of the community, and they are always working to make it a better place to be.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is the Honorable Judge Everett Mitchell. He's a candidate for the State Supreme Court. You know, Judge Mitchell, I am clearly a person who is in support of you. There's no question whatsoever. And I don't have to hide that. And it's not because you're a black man. It's not because, you know, you're a liberal. It's because I've listened to you. I've weighed the way you look at things, and you clearly have an understanding of things from the perspective of a person who has not, you know, been blessed with a silver spoon in your mouth. You have lived the life that many have and been able to overcome issues in your life. And I think that kind of matters when we're talking about people in a society that sometimes fails to understand that, that all people should be looked at the same. And the fact that whatever your circumstances are should not come into play when it comes time for making decisions that impact and affect us all.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, you know, because that is what I've always thought about, is that, one, if you make it, the path to becoming a judge is so small, right? It's so narrow. And then when you get there, how do you use your life experiences to help shape the ways in which you want to run a courtroom? And, you know, Mr. Ingram, when you have been to the bottom, you know, I know what it's like, to be homeless and, trauma and hospitals and not having, resources and knowing what it's like to be ashamed because you don't have a father on Father's Day. You know, I can't tell you how many times I cried as a young man, struggling because I didn't have a father on Father's Day to send, information to, or, being in college in Morehouse, when all of the family, the families would come in with the other students who had money to do so, and I would sit in the King's Chapel because I didn't have, my family couldn't afford to come. Nobody could afford to come visit me in Georgia, so I stayed most of the time by myself. Those kind of things, being homeless as a senior at Morehouse and, sleeping on a floor before I graduated, those things build character. And it is not a place to, for people to feel sorry for you, but it builds a sense of empathy when you see individuals before you who are struggling with those same kinds of rotations of moments in their life. And you can give them, a clear pathway to focus. So for the young people, they know Judge Mitchell is going to stress education, because I want them to have as many options as possible. I used to give them this example that y'all can have I call it my option sandwich. I tell them either you can have a sandwich with just a pile of poop on it and a sandwich and you got to take it, or you can have one with some four course meals, with an appetizer, with a nice dessert, with a main course meal, with nice dessert wine, all that good stuff. And that's how you want to live life, but you can't do that without your education.
So let me, you clearly, in all your studies, ran across a man named Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah.
And here was a man who, at that point in time, rose the first black United States Supreme Court justice. Can you imagine during those times that he was able to overcome that? What role does or did he play in your life and your quest?
He is the frame for my judicial philosophy. So I have two individuals who frame my judicial philosophy. At the federal level is Justice Marshall. At the state level is Justice Abrahamson. And, Dr. Ingram, he was so important to me that I went out and paid to have a picture of him painted and put in my courtroom, because I wanted to, every time I take the bench, I want to be able to see, look over to my left, and think about how Justice Marshall would handle these moments. And so I have another one that I just paid for to get painted with Justice Jackson, and I'm going to put her on the right side of my courtroom so I can have a balance between both of them, so I can remember their philosophy and their commitment to thinking about the law as a vehicle for making our society and the world better. And that's what Justice Marshall, through his training at Howard and Charles Hamilton Houston, who trained all those lawyers to use the 14th Amendment about equal protection and due process of the law as a vehicle to say the ways in which we have done separate but equal is illegal. How do we make sure that our society is better? And they use the law to make the world better. And I think after we, just saw this tragic murder of Tyre Nichols, it is again a reminder that we must use the law to make the world a better place, because if when we do not, we see the vacuum of pain and anguish and death, fill up that void, and we can no longer, at least our community can no longer handle that kind of pain anymore.
Judge Mitchell, as you travel the state,
Wisconsin, one of the most segregated states in all the United States. People may not want to hear that, but it is a fact. As you travel and talk to people in different parts of the state, especially rural parts of the state, who many don't get to see a person of color. How are you able, what kind of discussion and how are you accepted in those areas?
Yeah, I mean, they are so wonderful. I think what I've experienced is going and having the conversation, they respect that. You know, just being able to show up, even if we have disagreements about some of the core issues, the fact that I will show up, engage in a conversation, that I'm not pushing or, you know, I'm not labeling anybody as any kind of extremist or nothing. I take people as human beings that have a way that they see the world, and we can have wonderful conversations. So I can just stop at a bar and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get onto a Zoom, and I met a wonderful woman named Tina, and she was just so sweet, and we just sat there and talked about politics and life, and she said, I've never voted for a Democrat, probably never will, but I like you, Judge Mitchell. You good. I like that. And it's just bringing that humanity to these conversations that made me be like, okay, all right, so what we're looking for is an engagement, and if we are not there to have the conversation, then the vacuum gets filled up with all kinds of stuff that the media will portray about us. But, I mean, Brother Ingram, they done, you know, people done invited me to their house. They done invited my wife and I to the house. It is a reminder that, you know, let's have the conversation. Let's stop thinking that people are not ready for it, and let's engage them. And when you do engage them, you'll find so much transformative love that maybe we can use that as a foundation to move our state forward in a very different direction.
So, you know, I met you, I don't know, a little over a month ago, maybe a little bit more than that, at an event in the city of Milwaukee called Community Brainstorming. Didn't know you from Adam. Hadn't heard about you. And I heard you speak. And I felt your humanity. And all throughout the few minutes that you had to have this dialogue and conversation, I said, wow, this is the kind of person we need on the Supreme Court level. I didn't see you as a black person. I felt your humanity, and you had some ideas that made sense. And the fact that you were able to think outside of the box and not be shackled with process made me want to see if I could get a hold to you. And I am more excited every time I get to hear from you. And I tell people everywhere I go about you.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Brother Ingram, is that as a judge, I'm not trying to be a partisan judge. I don't sit around and say, you know, what did the Republicans do, the Democrats? I'm saying I need solutions for our community. How do we get there? What do we need to get there? And whether it is fighting for resources for mental health, or, you know, using my power for CCAP to you know, use my voice to make sure we change CCAP rules, or even taking handcuffs off of babies, like that should be our standard in the first place. But it's having those experiences, listening, being willing to listen, because nobody listened to me. And right. So I know how empty it is when you don't get listened to. So I said, as a judge, let me prioritize being a great listener, because I love what Maya Angelou always said. People may not ever remember what you said, but they always remember how you made them feel.
You
can make them feel good.
You know, I know you got to run.
I got to go to court.
Yeah, all right. So we'll be talking soon. That's the Honorable Judge Everett Mitchell. He's a candidate for the state Supreme Court. We'll be back soon, I promise you.
And Brother Ingram, all I'm going to keep saying for the rest of this month is let's make history in black history.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you very much. That is the Honorable Judge Everett Mitchell, who, you know, is on his way to the bench. I don't know how many, you know, judges would take time out right before they go to the bench to have a conversation and a dialogue. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Your thoughts about
the Honorable Judge Everett Mitchell. Let's go to Jacob. Hey, Jacob, thank you very much for waiting. You say what?
Hey, yeah, Judge Mitchell, that interview was outstanding. I mean, I had no idea that you guys had such a quality, high character, intelligent candidate running for the state Supreme Court as Everett Mitchell. That's outstanding.
Well, you know, the problem is going to be with all the money that is going into this campaign, and this is what Tom always talks about, money in politics. He certainly is not going to be anywhere near. He'll probably come in fourth with the amount of money that's going to be spent, but that doesn't mean that he's not the best candidate of all of them. So, you know, we've got to certainly get his name out as often as we can. But I'm sorry, go ahead, Jacob.
Oh yeah, I agree completely. And of course, you know, running for judicial office or political office, you know, often you got to lose first before you eventually win. So that's, you know, part of the process.
Yeah, sometimes. But we're not looking towards him losing, because it's a once in a lifetime opportunity for us, for people to recontrol conservative state Supreme Court. So we can't afford to wait until tomorrow. Go ahead.
That's right. And I just want to remind folks out there who have not heard this, I'm not sure why it's not a bigger story in the state of Wisconsin, but the two conservative justices, potential justices running for office, the former Justice Dan Kelly and, of course, Jennifer Doro, they both have their legal educations directly from, guess who? Pat Robertson, okay? Pat Robertson, the scam artist. Pat Robertson, the racist, the far-right extremist. That's where they got their legal education, was from Pat Robertson University, Regent University. Okay, both Doro and Kelly, you know, their whole reason supposedly for being in the legal profession is where they got their law degree. How come they couldn't go to a university other than Pat Robertson's university? Both of them went to the same, you know, scam university. It's basically just the legal equivalent of Trump University.
You know, I will say this. People should keep listening, because in the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to have, without question, a tear-jerking conversation dealing with one of the two people you just mentioned about an issue that unfortunately has not been covered as much as it should. And I think it certainly should have an impact on the outcome of the state Supreme Court race. So I'm imploring everyone to tell somebody else about what's the conversation that we're getting ready to have in the 9 o'clock hour, that they really need to listen to anybody who is planning on voting in the state Supreme Court race, needs to listen to this show over the next hour, because when you make the decision on February 21st, Election Day, you should have this information with you as you make that decision. Hey, Jacob, thank you very much.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquesan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Maintenance experience? Take it to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo invites you to its job fair Wednesday, February 1st, 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Information at PepsiCoJobs.com.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 9 above. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 3 above. Daytime highs approaching 21 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 8 below.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'll tell you something. I am just so impressed with Judge Everett Mitchell, a young man who fought his way through hell, who dealt with really tough issues in his life and was able to rise to the highest heights in seeking, you know, one of the highest offices, you know, in the land. When you can become a United States, or a state Supreme Court justice, it really is an amazing story. He's certainly not there. It is a battle, to say the least. Those of us who have been around a little while and who understand what's been happening with the state Supreme Court here in Wisconsin, as well as the United States Supreme Court, know that it's been invaded by conservatives, and the influence and decisions that have been rendered have all been leaning towards, you know, conservative. And so many of those who have been appointed and made it to the Supreme Court have been backed financially by, you know, Republican influence, conservative influence, and have made their decisions based on those things. It's the reason why we are dealing with a fight to even vote anymore in parts of this country, and all of the other things. I mean, listen, here we are in a state of Wisconsin and dealing with, just for an instance, the fact that there are people who know, and there's certainly facts to back up the impact of medical marijuana to many people. Scientists, the science is already in. It works. But we live in a state that we can't even get medical marijuana passed because of conservatives who, for whatever reason, are so obstinate in their views that they really don't care whether people can get what's in their best interest. You know, I mean, what's the point? Well, we don't want medical marijuana because it may lead to, marijuana use. Hey, conservatives, people are going to use marijuana whether or not you say it's legal or not. There's nothing you can do to prevent people from smoking marijuana. As a matter of fact, it's legal in many parts of the country and continuing to grow in states realizing that it is stupidity. that you won't make the call and a decision to say people have a right to make those kinds of decisions. They're adults. But no, the conservative views on things, we know what's best for you. We don't want you, you know, using medical marijuana because we think it's going to be a stepping stone to something else. This, from a state that legalizes tobacco, this from a state that legalizes alcohol, and people can drink until, you know, they're blue in the face, or they can smoke, you know, packs and packs of cigarettes that we know are going to kill them. But medical marijuana, no. We need people with vision on the Supreme Court. We need people who don't have those built-in biases. You know, I'm a conservative. So what? Let's do what's right for people. And Judge Everett Mitchell is that kind of a man who is not going to be locked into all of that foolishness. Does he have an uphill battle? Yes, he absolutely does. Because even the Democratic candidate that's running against him has plenty of dollars. And we do know, in many instances, these seats are for sale. It's one of the biggest problems in this nation, is that these seats are for sale. And so that's why it's really important that you listen to the show in the 9 o'clock hour, because we're going to have some revealing information that should impact decisions. My bottom line is, let's do things based on what's right and not do things based on what's wrong, and not do things based on, and I'm not supporting Judge Mitchell because, you know, he's going to lean liberal. You just heard him speak for himself. I didn't hear anything come out of his mouth that said, I'm going to lean liberal. You know, I'm going to see things from the liberal perspective of things. Didn't say that. But I have heard. I told you I've been around a while. My hair's not white and my beard's not white for not having been around a while. I've listened to the renderances from those who are on the right on the state Supreme Court of Wisconsin. I've listened to them many times over, and know that the decisions that they make have been influenced by the money and by the fact that the conservative movement made sure, with money and help from major corporations, that they wind up where they are so they can then make decisions that don't affect or impact you and I, but affect and impact business. Let me say this. I'm going to be joined at the top of the hour by Miss Michelle Coleman. Miss Michelle Coleman is the mother of Cade Reddington. Cade Reddington is the young man who died of a fentanyl overdose November 21st of last year. The allegations are that the son of Jennifer Doral, who's a candidate for the state Supreme Court. Again, allegations that her son sold him those drugs that cost him his life. Again, Michelle Coleman is the mother. She'll be joining me after the break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger.
I Am Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.